Well, there certainly are some extraordinary people, aren't there, that the Lord has put in this world of ours. As we approach the anniversary of 9/11, awesome memory here, I have been reading about Todd Beamer. Do you all recognize that name? The man who helped lead the passenger revolt against the terrorist plot on United Flight 93. He's noted for the expression, who said it over here? Let's roll. Let's roll. All right. Now, men, as we know, that flight was probably aimed at either the Capitol or the White House. So this man and the others involved are true heroes. Extraordinary people. And as you know, as you probably have read, he was a man of faith. And I'll talk about that a little bit later in my talk here this morning. Now, before Labor Day, which is next Friday, would be our last Friday before Labor Day, we shall conclude our study of men and women of faith recorded in the Scriptures. And our text has been the classic chapter of Hebrews, which we have called the Hall of Faith. Open your scriptures to the, for the almost the last time, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Today we're going to look at some people who are totally out of the ordinary, extraordinary people, extraordinary. All right, we'll pick up today. We'll get a running start again at verse 32. And the writer says, "And what more shall I say?" Verse 32. "I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets." Now, we did take the time this summer. We used that as a nice little track. And we took a week on each one of those guys. And then he goes on here today. He goes on here to say, "Who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames." Who does that sound like? That sounds like more than likely the prophet Daniel, right? You remember Daniel in the lion's den, and then Daniel in the fiery furnace. And how did he get into that furnace? The king said, "If you don't bow down to my idols, I'm going to throw you in the furnace." What did Daniel say? "Go ahead, put me in there." And then he gets in there, and apparently the Lord got in there with him. And they were marching around in there. So the writer of Hebrews is reflecting on all these extraordinary people. "Quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became..." I wonder if Paul had that thought in mind when he wrote in 2 Corinthians 12 there. He said, "Your power is made perfect in my weakness." You remember that? You never know, right? We'll find out about all of these mysteries when we get to heaven, and we can sit down and talk to Daniel. You can talk to David. Do you ever think about that? Men, do you think about heaven? It's hard to think about heaven when you live on heaven on earth, right? Okay. Where am I here? "Turned to strength, and it became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again." Who do you think he might be talking about there? Who comes to mind? Elijah and Elisha. In the books of 1 and 2 Kings, Elijah in the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, he helped this woman at the widow at Zarephath. He helped her have a baby boy, and then sometime later the baby died, and she called for the prophet. She said, "What have you done to me? You give me a baby. You help me conceive and have a baby," and he died. So Elisha brought him back to life. And then later in 2 Kings, in the 4th chapter, his understudy, Elisha, who succeeded Elijah, has the same experience with the Shunammite woman. So read about these things. If you're new at the Bible, I mean, I spent some time this week just reading these stories. And I mean, the Bible is loaded with adventure and pathos and stories of people and their struggles, you know? It's wonderful. Okay, so women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Now, what does that mean? Well, they knew that their sufferings would lead to a better resurrection experience. Did you know that there are levels of reward in heaven? What seems to be a defeat to us might be a gift that lasts forever. Some of us are in hard places here today. You got to keep this perspective. You have to keep the biblical perspective on things. What seems to be a defeat to us might be a gift that lasts forever, depending on our attitude and the way we deal with it. And these are the people that are our models. Well, let me see here. Verse 37. They were stoned. They were sawed in two, which might be a reference to Isaiah, the prophet, who apparently his reward for delivering 66 chapters of scripture to this world, his reward from this world system was to be sawed in two. When you think about the way we revere junk and the way we treat the prophet Isaiah, right? It sometimes is a mind blower what people will give value to. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword, they went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. Men, the writer, if you notice here, he has moved from faith's obvious triumphs to what seems to be defeat. Can you imagine? Okay? Now here is the climax to this passage of scripture here today. Verse 38, the world was not worthy of them. This is what God says about them. Now I said God says it about, the writer wrote it, but what does scripture tell us? All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's brief. God has said about these people, the world is not worthy of them. They wandered around, he says, they wandered around in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. What's the picture there? They're wandering around. What's the picture? It's a totally depressed picture, is it not? No 5-star hotels in here. No Christian resorts. It's a depressed state. And men, there are certain people that God puts in this world that the world just does not know how to value. The world does not know how to use them. They are totally underutilized. People do not listen to them. And God commemorates them with this gracious touch. Can you imagine the graciousness of God to say about them, the world was not worthy of them? But you know, in God's economy, they are heroes. Now we have men in our fellowship who are also struggling in this world. Atlanta is a center for a depressed industry, technology. You're smart, you're hardworking, you're creative, but you can't find enough work. You are tempted, men, to doubt God and allow bitterness to root in your heart. You're tempted. It's a bummer. But you refuse. Only your faith is sustaining you. Only your faith is sustaining you. Only the scriptures give you hope. I was with a man this week who is a loyal, he's not here, he's not in this group, he's in one of our other groups, so you don't know him, okay? He has been a loyal, faithful, hardworking provider, a devoted husband and father. But his wife does not value him. She's been watching the tube, apparently, too much. She rejected him in favor of more attractive, and more sexy men. He has been wandering around in deserts and mountains and in holes in the ground. It is only his faith in a sovereign God that is sustaining him. United Flight 93 must have been a horrible experience. But we can all take encouragement from the life of Todd Beamer. When his wife Lisa, who I've been reading about, she's got a book coming out, of course, when his wife Lisa finally received his personal belongings from the FBI, they impounded all the personal belongings and the cars, obviously, of everybody that was on the flight. But when she finally got his personal effects back, she found something that we can all learn from and we can all use. In the tray between the bucket seats of his car were Todd's scripture memory cards. And the one on the top, with an elastic band around it, the one he was probably reading that morning on 9/11 when he was in traffic on his way to the airport, was from Romans 11. And let me read it to you. This is what this man was thinking about, meditating on. He said, it's from Romans 11. It's the end of that 11th chapter of Romans. It's a doxology, which means it's a thought about God, who God really is. Doxology, a thought, logos, dox, about God. It's a thought about God. Okay, here it is. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. The depth of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments. And his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has been his counselor? Remember he said to Job, who's that that darkens my counsel? You're going to tell me? You're going to talk to me? Right? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. That's what this man was thinking about the morning of 9/11. Men, Todd Beamer was a man of faith. Apparently an extraordinary man. And when the crisis came, Todd drew strength from the scriptures. He was able to encourage the others on the plane. He was a leader. And men, that is the challenge this morning. Even though we may be staring defeat in the face, continue to draw strength from the scriptures so you can sustain the pressures that are on you and you can encourage others. Let's roll. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go for it. Father,
Father, what an awesome example that you have given us in this man's life. We thank you for it. And we pray that each man here would take a lesson, take a page out of that book, and look to your scriptures for his strength. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good time at your tables this morning.